Now we have here in verse 17, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Now, here is one of the most wonderful verses that I think that you'll find in the entire Word of God. Here is a lovely verse of what the Christian life really should be. What he's referring to here is an offering that was back in the Old Testament. It's one of the earliest offerings. The burnt offering and the drink offering were the first offerings that you find mentioned. Over in Genesis 35, verse 14, we find here that when Jacob came back to Bethel, this is what he did. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. Now, that drink offering was an offering always poured out and generally poured out on another offering. So that when you get over to the giving of the offerings in the first part of Leviticus, the drink offering is not even mentioned. There's no mention of it at all. But you will find later on in Leviticus that there is a mention of the drink offering. And it was an offering that another offering was made, and the drink offering was poured on it. Let me just give one reference. That's over in Leviticus 23:13. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. Now, that drink offering, you see, was poured upon that red-hot offering, the meal offering there. And what would happen to a drink offering? It went up in steam. That's exactly what happened to it. The drink offering was never used in the sense of being consumed. Apparently, never was. It was always poured out. And when it was poured out on another offering like this, it just went up in steam. Now, the picture here, I think, is tremendous. Paul is saying here, now listen to him carefully, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Paul says, the Lord Jesus made the supreme sacrifice, and he saved you. And I want your life to manifest the fact that you are serving a crucified but a risen and glorified and coming Savior. I want that to be demonstrated. Now, Paul says, for me, I just want my life to be a drink offering, just poured out. Poured out just to go up in steam, friends, to be so consumed and obscured that all is seen is Jesus Christ. That's all. Oh, sometimes you hear the prayer today, hide the preacher back of the pulpit. And I used to think that would be a pretty good thing to do, is to hide him back there if you could. But the thing is that that's not quite it. Don't hide him back of the pulpit. But may he so give out the word of God that somebody will see Jesus Christ. May his life be just a drink offering. Paul walked in humility. You see, he had the mind of Christ. How wonderful and how gloriously wonderful it is. Now Paul can say, for the same cause also, do ye joy and rejoice with me. He says, if that takes place, and you, your life, commends the gospel. My life is just poured out as a drink offering. Well, he says, we'll all just rejoice over this. Oh, today we're rejoicing over the wrong thing. We need to rejoice over the fact that Jesus died for us and that we can serve him. And when we hear of someone that God's using, a wonderful church where people are being saved and they're being built up in the faith, we ought to just rejoice. If we're walking in humility, we'll rejoice. And we'll rejoice at the success of others. gates. Oh, this strife, vainglory. Paul talks about that here. That's what was hurting the cause of Christ in Paul's day, and still hurts the cause of Christ. But to have your life where the mind of Christ is revealed, oh, that brings joy and brings glory to God.